This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Brought to you by Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM, your nonprofit community radio station, online at prp.fm, and brought to you by KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm. Also brought to you by X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM, online at xray.fm. This is the Student Hour.
The Taylor Swift dominance of the music industry continues here on this episode of the Student Hour. A couple of KBPS seniors, Joe and James, have been working really hard to prepare a Taylor Swift 1989 Taylor's Version album launch party. So let's join Joe and James as they go through the latest Taylor's Version release of 1989 here on the Student Hour.
And we are listening to the entire 1989 Taylor's Version that just released today. That's right, today. And as you might have heard, we played Bad Blood as well. And honestly, I'm just going to say it, I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was
really well done.
I loved it. Like, again, we had some friends who were like, you know, Bad Blood, it's okay.
I loved it.
Bad Blood. Bad Blood is amazing.
Right. I mean, I thought it was kind of something special. It was pretty good,
yeah.
I'm going to say.
No, like, I was listening to 1989 Old Version. I don't want to say Old Version, but, you know, Old Version. Originally released in 2014 on my car ride here this morning, and Bad Blood came up. And I was like, damn, this is really good.
Yeah.
So here we are. And now we just heard Wildest Dreams, and I would like to note that actually came out a long time before. Mm-hmm. Taylor's Version of Wildest Dreams came out a long time before Taylor's Version of 1989, which is the album it is on. I think Wildest Dreams original version, it went trending on TikTok like crazy. It just blew up. And I vividly remember, like, the Empire State Building TikTok account, like, used Wildest Dreams so much. And then I think, like, one day Taylor Swift was on Twitter, and she just said, since it's trending right now, you know, I thought you might as well have my version. And she just dropped Wildest Dreams Taylor Version, like, right out of the blue. I think it came, like, pretty soon after, like, Red Taylor's Version came out.
That was a pretty big little bombshell there. Like,
it was crazy. And then it was already going viral in the first, and you just breathe, like, so much more fresh air into it. Like, you, like, double it and give it to the next person, you know? Like,
it's what a way to define that. I mean,
I know, right? You know, who spends a lot of time on TikTok? Or, you know, I don't even use TikTok. See, little tangent. Thing I do instead of TikTok is I see, like, the three-week-old TikToks
on Instagram
Reels. And
yep.
Then I send it to my friends who've already seen it.
And
yes.
They always tell me, you got to get on TikTok. And I always say, no.
And so it's already on Instagram. Like, anyway. James, you have something to say about this next song.
If this next song doesn't wow me, you know, have me jumping off my chair, you know, going wild, I'm going to be pretty disappointed, because next up, we've got How You Get the Girl.
Tell her how kisses on cheeks and say you want me. Yeah, yeah. And then you say, I want you. But where's the proof? Where's the proof? I had a good week on heaven and then ever. Want your heart, I'll put it back together. I want you for ever and ever. And that's how it works. That's how you get the girl. Cause that's how it works. And that's how it works. That's how you get the girl.
Was How You Get the Girl by Taylor Swift, Taylor's version, and I just gotta say, expectations blown out of the water.
Amazing.
I think she did so well. I don't know if you all caught on to that. That little synth at the end. Oh.
Wow.
I mean, it was just so good. Everything was just so meshed good. Together so well. I'm a big fan of that song. That's 100% easily my favorite song on 1989. And you know what? I'll be totally honest. Beginning had me a little bit nervous, but then... I mean, she started going.
Those doubts were put to bed.
When she started going, she was going.
She was going. Now, like, James, you were in my car, like, a few weeks ago, and we were listening to Little Bits of 1989. You put me on this song.
Oh.
I had, like, I always loved 1989, but I hadn't really, you know, given this song much thought, you know? And James was like, this is my song.
This is the song for me.
So good. It's so good.
I mean, I feel like it's just, like, it's one of those kind of, like, you don't really think about it that much, but you hear it, and you're like, wow, I can't believe I haven't listened to this more. I mean, it's just, you can keep listening to it, and it always feels almost, like, you feel like you're noticing different pieces of it every single time.
Are we on the B side yet? I think this is, like, we're still on the A side.
No, I think that, yeah, I think that...
Yeah, we're still on the A side, yeah. Yeah. So this is, like, it's not even a B.
Because what track are we on right now?
This is, like, 8, yeah.
8 or 9, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, great professional high school radio people here, but, you know... Hey, we love Taylor Swift. Love that song. We still got some great music. We've got so much more music. So we're going to stop talking, and we're going to start playing more Taylor Swift again. Thanks for tuning in. This is 1989 Taylor's version. And up next, we've got This Love, Taylor's version.
You in, and I could go on and on.
Taylor Swift, This Love, straight off 1989, Taylor's version, brand new, just dropped today. We're playing that full album. You know, if you're loving what you're hearing, follow us on Instagram, 1450KBPS. Stay up to date on everything KBPS and more. Once again, you're tuned to AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. We're the Portland Public Schools radio station based out of Benson High School. And we're playing 1989 Taylor's version. Now, James, a few minutes ago, we had your song, How You Get the Girl.
Of course.
This one, I don't know if this is my song, because there's, like, so many songs on here.
But if you had to, like, narrow it down to, like two. Like, one. Actually, let's just do one.
You can't do that to me.
Yeah, I'm going to
have to. That is
narrow it down to
cruel.
What about narrow it down to three? And then next talk break, we can whittle it down to one.
No, we can't. But here's what I'll say. This one would make that top three. And we do have a listener comment. I have a mega ultra Swifty fan friend at Grant High School. She was the one who I went to the Aerostorm movie with. And if I was a Swifty, she is a double Swifty, you know. Swifty squared, even. She said, I think Out of the Woods is one of the only songs on the album that got better with the re-records and still maintained the passion from the original era.
That's well
said. I agree.
I completely agree. I mean, honestly, it sounded so perfect. Like a nice little night drive. I feel like that's exactly what I'd be listening to.
Yes. No, like, I mean, I feel like a lot of these songs, like, for a lot of them, you can't really say they got worse or anything. Like,
yeah.
They, you know, they either, a lot of them got better, but getting better whilst maintaining that passion, that energy from the original era, that's
no
crazy. Like, that, no, not at all. And I know a lot of people were talking, like, I was like, what's, like, you know, is 1989 Taylor's version good? Because I needed that feedback, you know. I couldn't listen to it until this show. But some people were like, I'm really scared. Like, you know, is she going to be able to maintain, like, you know, the feel of the original ones? And they're like, you know, they're like, I'm sad that we're, you know, it's getting, you know, because it's the original 1989 was the songs that a lot of people grew up with.
Right, totally. I mean, I remember growing up.
Yeah,
with
myself
Welcome
included,
to New York.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, like, probably one of the biggest songs from when I was a kid.
Yeah. And then I stumbled upon some, like, Rolling Stone article, like, Welcome to New York is super annoying, and they made it even worse this time. And I'm like, what? Like, please. Oh. Please.
Well, of course Rolling Stone does. It's I'm, you know, I won't get into it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, that
I'll,
is
I'll
a
save
hot
you all,
topic.
I'll save you all the my little, you know, my niche little topics.
But, yeah, we had a full, like, almost podcast of niche little topics going on yesterday, and Joe accidentally deleted the file. It was going to be on the show. It was giving. James was so unhappy. He was legit about to, like, enter a reputation era because of it.
I was about to throw a little fit.
Yeah, no. Look what you made me do. Like, anyway. Up next, this song, I'm really excited for it. Not as excited as I am for New Romantics, but still crazy excited for it. It's Taylor Swift. I Know Places, Taylor's version on KBPS.
Sign, bad sign. Something happens when everybody finds out. See the vulture.
This is the Student Hour. Student Voices for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS. Now aired on Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM and PRP.FM, on KBOO 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM, and on X-Ray, KXRY 107.1 FM, 91.1 FM, and X-Ray.FM.
The drought was the very worst. When the flowers that we'd grown together died of thirst. It was months and months of back and forth. You're still all over me like a wine-stained dress I can't wear anymore. Hung my head as I lost the war, and the sky turned black like a perfect storm. The rain came pouring down when I was drowning. That's when I could finally breathe. And by morning, gone was any trace of you. I think I am finally clean.
Taylor Swift, Clean, on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're currently listening to 1989 Taylor's version, the new, or rather, new re-recorded album that dropped last night, or rather today, depending on your time zone. But we're officially onto the B-side. And after New Romantics, which is in about three or so songs, we are going to be in uncharted territory with the Volt tracks. Pretty exciting, huh, James?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see how those Volt tracks sound. I mean, honestly, those are going to be pretty interesting.
I heard they're a lot like Midnights. They have a very like Midnights vibe to them.
Okay.
Midnights being the album that Taylor released. What was it, like last year around this time, pretty much?
It must have been like last year.
Yeah. That was what was on that one?
It was probably like middle of November, I think.
Yeah, about like we had Bejeweled, Karma, Midnight Rain.
Oh yeah, Karma was huge.
Karma,
I remember that.
I love that. Yeah, and actually there were a bunch of clues in Karma which I think are going to be true. So, in the Karma music video, now forgive me because this is radio, not TV, but like the very first scene, we have Taylor like imitating like this Greek Roman statue or whatever, and on this pedestal that she's carved in, or that she's like standing on, there's these letters carved, or these words carved, and they're Roman numerals for 1989. I think that was our first clue, right? Then the next scene, like we see Taylor like taking off a mask, she's wearing all black, she's got black lipstick on, she's surrounded by all these like mysterious people, and it's giving very much like it's a Reputation. It's a nod to Reputation, because that's all Reputation was black. Reputation was comeback time. It was time for revenge with Reputation. And that's the whole vibe of Reputation. And then she, the scene transforms again, and she's sweeping down a yellow brick road in a nod to, like, The Wizard of Oz, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And who is the person who starred in The Wizard of Oz? I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I'm not the person to ask on this,
yeah,
honestly.
No. We're music people, not play people or theater people. But it was that person's debut. Yeah, if you want to Google it real quick. It was that person's Judy Garland. Allegedly, it was like Judy Garland's like debut, The Wizard of Oz, I think. But yeah, and that's a hint towards debut, Taylor's debut album, or Taylor Swift. So we've got... That was her very first, very country. What have we got on that? Like Tim McGraw, Our Song, Should've Said No is a great, like James, you should check out Should've Said No sometime.
I'll definitely
have
to check it out.
It's really good, yeah. But we're going to stop talking and start playing some music. It's currently about 1:51 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, we're listening to the brand new re-record of 1989, Taylor's version, Taylor Swift's first huge pop album. And back onto the music, right back with Taylor Swift, Wonderland, Taylor's version.
Flashing lights and we took a wrong turn and we fell down a rabbit hole. You held on tight to me, 'cause nothing's as it seems, and spinning. Into things, didn't you cry?
Taylor Swift with You Are In Love, Taylor's version. Hey, if you're in love with what you're hearing, if you're in love with KBPS, give us a follow on Instagram. It's 1450KBPS. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're the radio station located at Benson High School, the voice of the Portland Public Schools. And we are currently making our way through 1989, Taylor's version, the amazing new re-record of her 2014 pop hit, or rather smash, that changed pretty much her whole music career.
I mean, I think it just changed the entire, the pop game.
Yeah,
honestly.
Everything.
It really, like,
it set the bar.
Yeah.
It was, absolutely. That was crazy. Now, joined with us, who has no relation to Taylor Swift herself, is our friend Taylor. Taylor, you're a little bit of a Swiftie too, huh?
Yes, I am, Joe.
Now, you've heard a bit of 1989 through the radio and from last night. What do you think?
I think New Romantics is so good. I love that song. That's, I mean, always been my favorite song on 1989. But I think, to be, like, completely honest, I think she butchered some of the other songs, like Blank Space.
Okay, that's a little bit of a hot take.
Blank Space and Style just does not hit like it
used to.
The original version.
Well, maybe.
You gotta give it another chance, I think, because I feel like me and Joe listened to it, and I actually kind of liked it. I thought it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like there's sort of this, like, something going on here, you know, like, when you maybe watch an old TV show that you watched a lot when you were a kid, and maybe you, like, don't feel as, you know, good as that TV show made you feel when you were a kid, it's like the TV show never changed. It's like you're just, like, you're missing that part of yourself, huh? But I totally get that. Like, a lot of people, like, grew up with 1989 when it originally released in 2014. And, you know, as you mentioned, New Romantics
is so good.
I have a good feeling about it. Now, it was released.
If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will, Joe.
It was released in the deluxe version of 1989, which was a little bit later. But what I do know is that I don't want to say it flopped. It just didn't do that well. You know, it peaked at, like, number, like, 44 or something on the Billboard Hot 100, which, no small feat, but, you know, it was sort of the end of an era. It didn't get as much success, despite being an amazing song. Mm-hmm. And New Romantics is what we've got coming up next for you. So I'm going to hit play. Taylor, thanks so much for being on air with us today. And we've got so many songs for you still. So stay tuned for more. James and I are going to go through the album with you. So thanks. Stay tuned to KBPS AM 1450 online at kbps.am.
We're all bored, we're all so tired of everything we wait for. Trains that just aren't coming. We show off our different scarlet letters. Trust me, mine is better. We're so young, we're on the road to ruin. We play dumb, we know exactly what we're doing. We cry tears, a mascara in the bathroom. Honey, life is just a classroom. Every day.
so romantic.
You're listening to the Student Hour, student voices from Portland, for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS.
I've known it from the very start. We're a shot in the darkest dark. Oh no, I'm unarmed. The waiting is a sadness, fading into madness. Oh no, oh no. I'm standing on a tightrope alone. I hold my breath a little bit longer, halfway out.
But you won't. Taylor Swift, Say Don't Go, off of 1989 Taylor's Version. That was our first Volt track. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that was really good. It was very soothing, you know? I kind of didn't really feel like 1989 to me. It felt kind of had that country-esque.
Yeah, a little bit. I can see, like, people were saying it sounds like Midnights, and I can see, like, I'm getting a bit of Midnights from that, but I'm also getting, honestly, a bit of Folklore, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I haven't delved too deep into those albums that much during the Eras Tour movie. I'm sorry, but Folklore was my bathroom break era.
Really? Just getting water, because I was screaming.
Anyway, we're into the Volt tracks now, and now James and I, we're seniors here at KBPS, and we do have some juniors, for better or for worse, who are in the studio. I know, they are just astounded that I would say something so scandalous, but they're in the studio now, and they've been, have you listened to a 1989 Taylor's Version a little bit?
Not that I know of. There's some newer songs that I've heard, but I can't tell you that.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. But so any Taylor Swift at all ever?
I listen to a lot of her country music.
Okay.
I listen to the Reputation album.
Reputation is a great album. Yeah. We were talking a little bit earlier about Bad Blood and its relation with Reputation. Which it doesn't have, but a lot of people confuse it, which I can understand because they sound similar. Mm-hmm. But definitely those country albums, why 1989 was such a big deal was because it was the first pop album. Largely the first pop album from Taylor Swift. You know, in previous albums like Speak Now or Red, you can definitely hear her, like,
that
poppy, the pop coming through, like in Red, like 22, where We Are Never Getting Back Together, you know, all that stuff. But 1989 was her, like, first huge solely pop album. And that's what made it so big, especially during the time, like, 2014, massive. And now we're into the Volt tracks here. So these are songs that were not originally released with 1989. You know, that's why they're from the Volt. You know, they've stuck there. So we've got three Volt tracks left until we are handing this over to the juniors to play whatever they want. But just wanted to talk a little bit about the Volt track. So we have a little audio of Taylor talking about a previous Volt track from a previous re-record she did for Red, Taylor's Version. This is for the song All Too Well, and, you know, I'll just let her take it from here. So, James, roll the tape, if you would.
So, basically, All Too Well was a song that came out originally on an album called Red, which came out in 2012. I always loved this song. It was never a single, but the fans really loved this song, and I had made the mistake of saying in an interview the truth, which is that it had started out as a 10-minute song with, like, 6 or 7 extra verses, and we had had to cut it down to the sort of 4.5-5 minute length that it ended up. My fans would not let it go. They were like, I'd be doing an interview for something else albums later, and they'd be like, where's the 10-minute version? Where is it? So basically, for the re-record, I was like, I am going to put out the 10-minute version. I'm just gonna show them what it was.
And you know what? The 10-minute version, personally, it's so much better. It is so much better. I mean, I love it, and I love this story. You know, the thing that I love about the 10-minute version is I use it to track time. You know,
oh wow, that's when I was working at Ben and Jerry's,
and I was closing by myself, I'd use the 10-minute version to track time. So every time it restarted, I put it on repeat, and every time it restarted, I've been here for 10 minutes. You know, and the first night I closed by myself, that took forever. I listened to All Too Well 10-minute version like 5 times. That was miserable, let me just say. Yeah.
So you were really on top of it.
Yeah.
Huh?
And on long shifts, I just listened to Reputation because that's like 56 minutes. It's like almost an hour. So Ben and Jerry's, great ice cream. Closing by yourself at like 11 o'clock at night because it was during the summer and everyone's up super late getting ice cream. Not as fun. But they gave me like so many free pints. So I'm not complaining. Well, did they give it to me or did I steal them? We'll never know because I quit. Anyway, back into the Volt tracks, 1989. We've got three left, so we'll get through all those, and we'll hand it over to the juniors. Thanks so much for tuning in. next, we got Now That We Don't Talk, Taylor's version from The Vault. Stay tuned to KBPS AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Once again, this is 1989, Taylor's version.
You went to a party, I heard from everybody. You part the crowd like the Red Sea, don't even get me started. Did you get anxious though, on the way home? I guess I'll never ever know, now that we don't talk. You grew your hair long, you got new icons, and from the outside it looks like you're trying lives on. I miss the old ways, you didn't have to change, but I guess I don't ever say.
Forever, I know that you still remember we were born.
Suburban Legends, Taylor Swift on KBPS. We are nearing the end of an era, or rather our 1989 Taylor's Version launch show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Any commentary so far on the Volt tracks from either my side, James or Junior's?
It's definitely country-esque.
Yeah, I'd 100% agree. You can definitely see a little bit of inspiration from some of her older albums. I think that's really shining through. In particular, I don't quite recall what that first Vault track was, but that one you can really see it. And I think it honestly works pretty well still. Although I don't know about so much for 1989, but it definitely sounds good. I really like the little cowbell. I think that was a fun little addition in the background. I think that was kind of like a fun little... So it was kind of fun to be there.
Yeah. It's like the person who's in like a band and gets the little triangle and goes...
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Or like that one Christmas song with the snappy thing.
Oh, yeah. The jingle bells, right?
Not the jingle bells, James.
Or the little...
Yeah. And then they jump in and then, you know...
That.
Yeah. No. So it's like... It just adds so much. But it's like... What was it? With How You Get the Girl? Like those like... so good.
The synth?
Yeah, the synth.
The synth. That was really interesting.
But yeah, no, and I definitely see a lot of the... Though honestly, I feel like the Volt tracks so far are sort of like a hybrid between this like country bit and like a bit of Midnights. So it's sort of like if you crossed like maybe Speak Now or Fearless and then Midnights together.
Yeah, that's definitely an interesting observation. And now that you're pointing it out, I can totally see it. I can definitely see that resemblance to Midnights as well.
Yeah, like in particular, I'm thinking, what is it? Like You're on Your Own Kid or something? Like, I feel like you could definitely see the parallels between that. But, you know, as I said, end of an era, end of a show. You know, we got to hand it off to the Juniors. And we got to finish this out. We're on the very last track of 1989 Taylor's Version. Very fittingly named, Is It Over Now? Well, unfortunately, yes it is. Have a lot of pretty... That was a really fun album, James.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, honestly, I feel like it kind of blew my expectations away, especially kind of hearing, for my first time listening to it, I heard like a little bit too much hate, I feel like. It wasn't that... It was pretty good.
Yeah, or not hate, just like, meh. Like it's Taylor Swift. She is far from meh. Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
But yes, we're finishing up right now. Yeah. Is It Over Now by Taylor Swift right here on KBPS. Thanks so much for tuning in. Once again, my name's Joe.
My name's James.
And you've been listening to the 1989 launch show right here on AM 1450 KBPS once again.
You've been listening to the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is produced by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM KPRP LP Portland, your nonprofit community radio station online at prp.fm, and KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm, and X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM online at xray.fm. And thanks to our listeners like you, this concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. That's kbps.am.